Netcare released its interim results today, but before we drill into the financials, CEO Richard Friedland gave Bronwyn a sneak peek at the hospital bed of the future. So let's take a look.
Here you see a setup of two ICU beds, and what you don't see is an ICU chart or any manual recording here, because in partnership with Apple, with Qualcomm, which is a very large Internet of Things company, and with IBM Micromedics, IBM Healthcare Micromedics, and Deutsche Telekom, we have connected all of these devices around a bed. In fact, there's some 13,000 different devices in Netcare, and be they a ventilator, or a monitor, or a syringe driver, or an anesthetic machine, or even our central monitoring, we have now connected them around the patient, and those will all be displayed on an iPad for the nurse or doctor. And doctors will be able to read that information away from the bedside, either in theatre or in their consulting rooms, and most importantly at home. And this has been our test laboratory, which we're exposing to you to show you how the system works.
So those beds hoping to be rolled out by year end, but with digitization a big part of Netcare's strategy moving forward, Bronwyn Seaborne sat down with Richard Friedland to discuss the plans in place within a very challenging operating environment where the company's reported a tepid 2.4% rise in underlying adjusted headline earnings per share.
It's been extremely challenging. We think this market has tightened over the last 6 months, really as a result of the economy, but also certain healthcare factors. Given the fact that we're not seeing any growth in formal employment, we've seen a stagnation of medical aid membership, and there are lots of discounted network options that restrict choice of provider, and that's all played a role in our acute hospital sector. We have grown mental health, and we've grown on the primary care side.
Within the implementation of your new strategy, you're looking to exit your UK operations, and you've acquired Akeso as well. And this rejigging to an extent has seen debt levels rise. If we compare it to last year, it's an uptick of about 11%. Are you happy with this debt level?
Well, let me deal with the debt levels and then come back to strategy afterwards, if I may, Bronwyn. But that's a deliberate move by ourselves. So last year, we had promised the market that we would be able to come to the market with what we considered to be the ideal capital structure for the group. And we gave out very clear capital management guidelines as to the level of debt that we were comfortable with. We felt that we were significantly undergeared, hence we paid a special dividend last year, and we came out with a policy that we would keep our net debt to annualized EBITDA below 2.5 times. That was at a maximum ceiling. We're currently well below that at 1.5 times, and we came out with 3 or 4 key parameters that defined that. So the increase in our debt is perfectly manageable. We're currently at 1.5 times. We've indicated that to the market. Our dividend that we released today was well within our distribution policy of 50% to 70% of our earnings. So we're not uncomfortable at those levels, and we're strongly cash generative.
Okay, so then let's drill down into the strategy in a little bit more detail and focus on your move to exit the UK. Your only interest now is the 56.9% interest in GHG Propco 2 hospital properties. Where does that disposal process sit? And can you give us some insight into a timeline for that exit?
So we're in the process of trying to dispose of those 6 properties. They're less significant to us in terms of our overall balance sheet or statement of financial position, valued at just over 200 million rand in our books. And we're looking to obviously dispose them. We have no further interest in the United Kingdom. We certainly have a focus in South Africa, and our entire strategy is really around driving very meaningful and positive change in health and care in South Africa and focusing on person-centered health and care. And to that end, we are digitizing our entire network. We're moving away from this archaic way of providing healthcare that is paper-based, it's repetitive, it's manual, and it's not accurate. We want every patient and every person who comes into Netcare to be able to access their records digitally, be it on their iPad or iPhone or smartphone, whichever it might be, and have full control of their healthcare and become a partner, be co-responsible for their healthcare. And that's what we define as participatory healthcare. We're driving synergy in our different divisions. And we think probably one of the biggest challenges we face, having once we've digitized, is to ensure that we can provide more affordable healthcare to more South Africans without compromising on the quality of healthcare. That's the 3 to 5 year strategy that we've outlined.
The sense I'm getting is that it's a move that really speaks to the positive approach you're having to South Africa at the moment. A lot of other healthcare providers looking for diversification to guard against some of those tough economic challenges we highlighted at the beginning. Are you not at all worried that you're going to be so South Africa focused?
No, I think we've got a lot to do in the South African market, and we've got a lot to do to change the way we provide healthcare. Within Netcare, we talk about putting Nikes on this dinosaur. We've got to follow what are the global trends around participatory health, about this explosion, this new oil, which is data, and making use of it to improve outcomes and improve care. And what better place than our own backyard here in South Africa?
Richard Friedland is CEO of Netcare. So that-